this is a really, really serious issue, and it's something that is not new. It's something that has been happening for many, many years. And these levels clearly, these figures clearly demonstrate the level of distortion that exists in the North's economy, when we're seeing quite a number of jobs created in Belfast, but very little in terms of new jobs here in the Northwest, and particularly in places like West Tyrone. So we're being very clear. We understand the pressures that exist in Invest NI, but it is our firm view and the SDLP's firm view that the ongoing review of Invest NI needs to emerge with a new policy remit, with job creation focused more in areas like West Tyrone and the Northwest. And we'd be making sure that that's the case, because we cannot have a situation lumping on for this period of time where a mere 103 jobs have been created. I could safely say that as a member of the Assembly and a voice for the people of West Tyrone, I've been working proactively to encourage and to promote this area and to attract investment into it, and hopefully there'll be jobs announcements in the very, very near future. But Invest NI need to do more, much, much more, to ensure that that is the case.
And it's not a case that there's not enough people in the Northwest, particularly in the West Tyrone area, who aren't talented, etc. There's a lot of very talented people in that region.
We have a very talented, capable workforce waiting for work, wanting to work, and the issue we have is that quite a number of our younger people, people of my generation, younger and older, are leaving here to live in other countries and other parts of Ireland and the UK, quite simply because we're seeing the continued starvation of investment in this part of the island. And it's not unique to job creation, it's also in relation to infrastructure and public services. We have seen an asset stripping of important services in this area, and therefore that follows a lack of investment as well. Invest NI need to draw their focus to this area. There's a lot of good people in Invest NI. We have a lot of good local people that work for the organisation, but we need to see this area prioritised to ensure that we get the investment that it so desperately needs and has long, long needed.